Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to TC Lounge. It's been a while. It's been exactly a month and 2 days. I am upset with myself sometimes when it comes to not being consistent with this show, but then I always get back to it because it's what I love to do. I already welcomed you all, so I'm not going to stay on that for too long. It's a beautiful brand new day. 67 degrees here. Like, we've been going through winter. It's like, what, mid-March? It's like the 14th of March over here on this side on the East Coast. 67 degrees is pretty good. It's pretty good. Spring is coming around, making everybody want to be out, walk the dogs and lay on grass and do all types of walking around and jogging. I see some people jogging in the winter, though, you know. Hats off to them for jogging in the winter. Right? If you're jogging in the winter with shorts on and it's snowing, you're not playing any games, okay? I don't think it's necessary for you to do that, but maybe it is. Maybe for that person, jogging in the snow with short shorts on, being extremely cold, because you can't tell them you're not cold. Even if you're working out, you know you're cold. So if you're that dedicated, hats off to you. That's what it's about. You know, and that's what, you know, my thought is of the day, or whatever the case may be, what I've been thinking about recently. It's the consistency of whatever we're trying to do. So you may be a writer. You may be a painter. You may want to start a diet. Recently, people have been giving up stuff for Lent. I don't know too many the particulars behind that, but I'm assuming, or what I was told, a little bit that I was told, is that you give up something for X amount of time. Kind of reminds me of the new year, how people are like, oh, I'm getting in shape, and this year is my year. And that's all good and dandy, right? But what I'm starting to notice, me personally, this is not personal, I'm sure a lot of people are under this, a lot of people are like this. You start this diet, you start this painting, you start this writing, and for me, it's the podcast and several other things, like working out for me too. You start it, and then you got all this will and determination. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of falls flat. And that's what I'm trying to figure out with my life right now, you know. And I'm sure a lot of people are like that. And some people are like, no, I'm determined. I take care of business. I don't miss a workout. I write what I need to write. I got 20 books out. Yeah, okay, you're perfect. Good for you. Well, I'm not perfect, and most of us aren't. For example, working out. I start working out. This is exactly how it goes for me. I start working out, and I'm loving it. Loving it, loving it, loving it. It feels good to work out, especially when you're done. Because it's so hard to get in there. It is so hard to get in there to the gym or get out there, start walking or start jogging. But once you start doing it, it's like, yeah, I got this. Woo, I'm about to be the greatest jogger, worker, outer person, workout, athlete, training guy ever. And then all of a sudden, it's like I hurt my back or hurt my arm or life gets in the way, quote, unquote, or someone in the family gets sick or obligations, and guess what? Dropped. And that's something that I've always dealt with that I think a lot of people do deal with, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of why we aren't so consistent. Like, you start a diet. You start the diet first week, eating your vegetables, cutting out all fried, fatty foods and breads. You're starting to see results quickly, and then you get upset. Eat a piece of cake. And don't get me wrong, that piece of cake, ain't nothing wrong with it, but you can't eat cake every night. I eat too much sweets. I know that. But to the point, is where does that inconsistency come from? Like, what is it about? Is it part dealing with personal issues? Is it part excuses? I think it's mostly excuses. But I also think it's just the will to want to. Because you don't have a problem, and I'm not even saying you, I don't have a problem with going home and getting on the game or watching some show I like, right? It's so easy to do that. Who hasn't binge-watched something? You know what I mean? Like, if you can binge-watch something and be really into the show and tell me about all the characters and tell me about the storyline, or I can tell you about the storyline, then there's some dedication in that, you know what I mean? And if we can be that dedicated to a show, then why can't we be that dedicated to a diet or giving up alcohol or giving up smoking? And because it's so much harder to do, it's easy to sit down and watch a show and basically just take it all in. Because all you got to do is sit there and watch the show. There's not much work in that. If you're trying to work out consistently, like I am, I know my problem is as soon as I get hurt, I'm done. And then it's almost like starting from point A again, which is so annoying. Because like I said, I'll be working at it, feeling good, feeling great. I'm talking 2 weeks in, a month in. It's awesome. And then I just, something happened in life-wise and with this podcast. I do a podcast. I was doing consistently. And then life happened. Something happened in my life. And then I'm like, oh, man, I get to it. And I also started to tell myself and lie to myself that, what are you doing this for? I mean, no one's listening. No one cares. So why do you keep doing it? I kept doing it because I love doing it. But, you know, your ego or your self-thought or whatever you want to call it would tell you lies and come up with excuses on why you shouldn't keep doing something. If you get on a good diet and you lose 100 pounds, and you feel awesome, but you're thinking, but eating fried foods and a lot of bread and a lot of stuff that's not good for you, chips and sodas, taste so much better. Why don't I have a little bit of that? And all of a sudden, you're back where you started from. So to me, it's the consistency of having willpower, having control of yourself, being disciplined at the end of the day. All these are just words. But it's you gotta, like today, I've been hyping myself up all day long, y'all. All day long, because I wanted to work out today. Today is a workout day. And I've been watching, I'm sure you all heard of C.T. Fletcher. He's an older guy that didn't get popular until he was 53, and he got arms bigger than my head, and I got a big head. And he's had several heart attacks. And he's flatlined a couple times. I'm sure you heard his story before. But the point is, he's 53 years old before people find out who he was. And he was way more in shape than anybody near my age that I know to this day. And he was in his early 50s. He's 58 now. And he's still recovering from heart attacks and stuff. But that's not my point. My point is, I've been watching him and his motivational videos all day long. I'm ready to work out. But tomorrow morning, okay, or, for example, come Saturday, with my next workout time, will I keep doing it? Will I have to watch more C.T. Fletcher? Maybe I will. I'm trying to figure out how to consistently have this exciting feeling for working out, this exciting feeling for doing podcasts. I have, every time it's time for me to go on this podcast, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I can't wait to start talking. But sometimes it's so hard just to get on here and come up with a conversation topic or something to talk about. And then once I do, it's like, oh, man, this is like riding a bike. I'm doing it all over again. Why do I wait so far in between? And I just think it's a discipline, determination, willpower thing. I was using C.T. Fletcher to motivate me earlier, but if it wasn't, just say we scratch social media, we scratch YouTube, we scratch all that stuff, what would get me excited? decided to do something. And I personally, I just think I want to be in shape. I want it to be a goal. I want to be tight. That's one of my goals. I want to be muscular, and I don't want to be flabby. But, well, some days I'm going to wake up and go, I'm in pain. I don't feel like it. And you have to push through with no help but your own mental help. And you have to be strong mentally in order to get through those humps. And when you have to, you want to give up alcohol, but you love drinking so much. Or you want to write, and you're a great writer, but you don't write for whatever reason. It's all excuses. When we get home from working, most of us have 9-to-5s or whatever you want to, whenever you go to work and come home. By the time you come home, guess what the feeling is? I don't feel like doing crap. And I know that feeling all too well. I'm a Simpsons fan. I've just seen a million episodes. I'd rather go home and just watch The Simpsons and eat and fall asleep and go back to work. Most days. And then some days I have a thought. It's mostly over the weekend when I have a little bit of time to actually think. I think, man, I could be doing so much more with my time, but it just, this job is draining all my energy during the day, and then I try to make up for it on the weekend, and then I'm usually end up tired on the weekend, trying to catch up on sleep. And all those things I just went over, being tired after work, not having time on the weekend, because of other things, I mean, they're all excuses. They're all excuses. You want me to be completely honest? I try to be completely honest. They're all excuses. We all do it. In order to achieve a goal, so to speak, or to be consistent, so to speak, you have to stop coming up with excuses. And maybe you need an accountability partner. Or maybe you need something, like I was talking about with C.T. Fletcher, where you just kind of need something to motivate you from time to time. You know, but if you had no accountability partner and you had nobody to motivate you, will you continue to go with your goal? Will you continue with your diet? Will you continue to write? Will you continue to stop smoking? Well, or when something stressful comes up, you'll go right back to your old habits. And I think it's just a point of willpower. How determined and how strong is your discipline? That's it. I know it's simple. I know you have heard this before. I've heard it before. I've said it before. I've gone to the gym before, and I love every time I leave. And I don't love the pain that I feel the next day, but I know I'm putting in work and I'm improving my body. Or when I do a podcast and I listen back over and critique myself, I'm so happy that I did it. But it's so hard to consistently do those things. We all could be so much better, quote unquote, because when I break it down, I don't like to compare myself to other people. I don't want other people to compare themselves to other people. I think it's a bad idea. But we all should try to do something. I think it's a good idea to try to do something, especially something you like. So if you want to get in shape, or if you want to write more, if you want to paint more, or you want to be better at your job, or anything, just any task that you have in your head that you always wanted to do, but you said, I don't have the time, I can't make the time, excuse, life, you got to stop doing it. I'm mostly talking to myself typically in these situations. I have to stop coming up with excuses. If I get in pain and something hurts after going to the gym for a while, I just have to make sure to go back to it as soon as I feel better. Or just slowly work on something else while I'm there. And that's what we all have to do. Whatever you do, don't stop doing it. And if you stop doing it, evaluate why you stopped doing it and get right back to it. Don't let nothing get in your way. Be obsessed. And I got that from CT. And it's true. You must be obsessed with whatever you do in order to complete it and finish it. And then go on to the next thing. Because that's what it's about. It's not about all the excuses you come up with. It's about taking care of business as much as possible. So until the next time, I'm not going to wait until a whole month and 2 days to speak to you all again. I'll make sure to be sooner than later. Y'all have a wonderful day. It is a brand new day. And at least appreciate that much.